Paths along the tops of the walls connected the towers. Openings in the walls alongside the paths allowed defenders to shoot arrows or throw boiling water at the enemy below. The castle was not only a fortress, but a prison as well. Dark, damp underground dungeons held prisoners who were often kept in chains. Moats were added around castles for extra protection. Many castles were built on the banks of rivers or lakes, and water was channeled into the moats. Other moats were filled with rainfall. A drawbridge lay across a moat and could be raised or lowered as needed. If an enemy made it across the moat, there were still several sets of heavy metal gates to block the entrance to the castle. Every castle had a great hall where the lord and his family dined. They also held large banquets for many guests, where they were entertained by singers and musicians. The great hall was lit with torches and heated by large fireplaces built into the walls. Large pieces of fabric called tapestries were hung over the walls, but the floor was usually bare and covered with straw. It was difficult to capture a castle. The enemy would try to make holes in the castle walls using catapults. A catapult was like a huge slingshot that flings heavy rocks against the walls. Attackers also used